Thank you very much, Sam. A bit of entertainment news now as we start our last news slot in part one. The Chroma Pier show gets a good review and we are reminded of the panto to be produced at the Norwich Playhouse as well as the big 90s festival taking place at the Norwich Showground in December. Walking along the Ionic Chroma Pier late at night is a sight in itself, as hundreds of people tread along the boards to the pavilion. Once entering the bar area, situated at the end of the pier, you can't help but feel festive. Mince pies were all on the ready, mulled wine was followed, and smell of fresh pine Christmas tree filled the room. As curtain raised in the 500-seated theatre, both old and young were whisked away on a magical journey, taking in everything from Christmas song medley to comedy sketches that had everybody in stitches. The recording breaking pre-sales in participation of the first performance of the festival season lived up to the rising standards and expectations of its visitors. The variety in the show was second to none, with the speed of transitions between acts kept keeping the audience on edge of their seats. From tap dancing elves to opera singing and magic, it felt nothing like your typical Christmas show.
A pantomime princess indulged in a spot of pampering at a Norwich salon ahead of her stage debut in the city. Abigail Middleton, in the role of Rapunzel, has been hard at work preparing for this year's My First Panto performance, put on by The Garage and Norwich Theatre Company All In Productions. To take a break from her tower, the plucky princess and fellow panto stars Stuart McShane and the children's band Andy and the Odd Sox and Emily Paynes ventured out to John Oliver's saloon in Red Lion Street. Staff at the saloon curled the princess's tremendous golden tresses before fashioning them into a fishtail plait with flowers woven in. My First Panto, Rapunzel, runs at the Garage in Chapelfield North from the 29th of November to January the 12th.
The Big 90s Festival has been sweeping the nation and for its Norwich debut features some of the biggest stars of the decade. Dress up in dungarees and bucket hats for an unforgettable celebration of the 90s, which takes place at the Norfolk Showground on Saturday, December the 14th. The event was first announced on Facebook in early October, but until now the organisers have remained tight-lipped on the lineup. The star-studded bill has now been revealed as Flats and Small Urban Cookie Collective, Dorio G and Ligroy Thornhill. Dance music duo Fats and Small, which is composed of Jason Haywood and Russell Small, first formed in Brighton in 1998.
The excitable Edgar character from the John Lewis Christmas advert has become this year's first must-have festive purchase. Shoppers in Norfolk have been paying double the price for merchandise on eBay as stocks of this cuddly soft toy dragon were in short supply. New stocks of the cuddly toy Edgar, the star of the new John Lewis and Waitrose Christmas ad, were being delivered to John Lewis in Norwich after running out over the weekend. Meanwhile, many items were also out of stock online. As a result, sellers on eBay were cashing in with the soft toy priced at £15, with John Lewis and Waitrose for sale as much as £50.
Rosie Bailey, a 17-year-old graphic student, was so worried by the plight of Norfolk's lost cats. She has designed a series of Christmas cards to raise money for Norfolk-based charity Lost and Found Cats. The pictures do all the contained cats, although in some of the images they are worked into subtle detail, even punctuation marks. Lost and Found Cats started out as a Facebook group. Originally, it was a place to post pictures of strays with the aim of reuniting owners with their lost pets through the power of social media. But since those early days, the volunteer-run organisation has stepped up activities. It now rescues and rehomes cats all over Norwich and beyond. Around 80 pets were rehomed in the last 3 years, and it takes special care of those that are elderly or disabled. Grab a pack of cat cards at Facebook page pentopatco.
Well, we've reached the end of part one now, so Sue and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.